News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you hear the ads playing? ZLA Solutions. These are friends of mine. I was over at their place yesterday chatting with them and checking in on things, and they are literally some of the best around at getting people to work. So if you're looking for a job, let me just tell you, if you're looking for a job, check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. They're in a big hiring push right now for one of their major clients. I mean, they got jobs at $17 an hour plus, and they got a lot of them. I mean, they're literally saying, send us the people. And if you're an employer, though, and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, well, that's their bread and butter, man. They do good at that. They are staffing direct hire and temps at places all over North Alabama right now, filling out the ranks of people's workforce, blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing for you. They will find you the people you need. They'll get them in place, and you will be up and running. They like to say at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, well, I am moving to number two on the triple dipper. So I'm telling you right now, we're setting all the wrong records. We just set a new 40-year high, because we had already set another 40-year high recently. But the new 40-year high is the consumer price index just jumped to 8.6% in May. So the Labor Department said Friday that the consumer price index, which is, you know, where they measure everyday goods, including gasoline, groceries, rent, all of that, rose 8.6 in May from a year ago. 8.6%. That's an incredible level of inflation. Prices are up 1% just in the 1 month from the last reading. So literally, in 1 month time, inflation rose another full percentage point. And those figures are higher, of course, than the 8.3 that had been the 40-year, high at one point most recently. It's not good. And the interesting thing is, when you look at it, you think, okay, I mean, they've got us. I saw an article and I grabbed it real quick. So this was just published in the last hour. I saw an article that said that Biden addresses inflation. I thought, okay, well, good. I got accused by one of my usual liberal trolls on social media today of blaming everything on Biden. I don't actually. In fact, you hear me talking about Republicans that get it wrong. I'll call the balls and strikes as I can. Am I conservative? Yes. Did I vote for Biden? Heck no. Do I believe that that Trump's policies were so worth keeping in place? Yes. That being said, if Biden did something right, I'll say something about it. And I thought, okay, he's talking about inflation. Well, he should, because we just hit 40-year highs. No. He's talking about inflation in the category, literally, this is today, blaming inflation on, quote, Putin's tax on both food and gas being to blame for record high inflation. What? So he goes on to say he's never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas after the Labor Department announced Friday that inflation hit a new four-day high in May. So he spoke today at the Port of Los Angeles, said that fighting inflation is his top economic priority. It's his top economic priority. Okay, it's called the economy. So the economy is your top economic priority. That makes good sense. I'm glad to hear the economy is your top economic priority. Good Lord. But he goes on to say that his top economic priority, while again casting blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine for the surge in prices. Yeah, he says, here's the quote. Today I'd like to speak about my top economic priority, fighting inflation. I understand Americans are anxious, and they're anxious. He says that twice. We've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas. No, sir. No, sir. Can't go down that road. You can't. I mean, I don't have a degree in economics, and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But I will say this. I think I've got a firm enough grasp to recognize that when gas prices were already 30% higher since you took office before Putin invaded, that Putin can't be to blame for gas. Is there a glitch in the world market in part because of what's happening in the war in Ukraine? Yes. But if we were energy independent, we wouldn't be as affected by that, would we? Is there you know, some ripple in the world markets right now with grain exports because Ukraine can't export their grain out? Yes. But that is not to say that we can't have baby formula on the shelves, or we can't see eggs and bacon, for that matter, be at prices that are normal. When you go to the store and it costs you, you know, 50% more just to buy a gallon of milk, and it costs you twice as much to put gas in the car to get to the store, that's not Putin. That's Biden. Story off the National Review that I'll get to when we come back from this next break. Literally begins to break some of that down. And then, yeah, I've got right now, I've got an article here from AL.com that tells you what gas prices are like across the state of Alabama and how we compare to other states. Bidenflation, number two on the triple dipper. How does it affect Alabama? We'll talk about that when I get back. And if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. That is the number. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, coming up top of the hour, right after the 4 o'clock break, we're going to have one of my favorite times of every single week, Copper and the Birdman. Get the whole team on here and just run down some questions and get some perspectives and just chat and see where we are in terms of the viewpoints on things that are in the news. But let me jump back to number two in the triple dipper, Bidenflation. Well, here we are. And, you know, I've got an article right here on National Review. Came out actually today. National Review by a guy named Kevin Williamson. It's an opinion piece. But he talks about the fact that, in his words, the $100 gas fill-up could be the Democrats' death knell. And that's where we are. He said that it's finally happened. He said the price of filling up his Jeep crossed into triple digits. Now, I don't know where he's located, but I'm going to tell you right now, what we've got is the fact that we just hit an average of $5 per gallon, over $5 a gallon across the United States. It's not necessarily in every state that way, but the average price of gas is now over $5 a gallon as a nation. That is just unheard of. In fact, it is unheard of. Actually, it actually is. It's unheard of. It's never been there before. This article from National Review says the ongoing supply chain disruptions have caused big spikes in the prices of many things. Some of them necessary, some of them elective. He said, I suppose a time will come when I don't remember how inexpensive shotgun shells used to be, but gasoline is a special commodity. He said, for one thing, many of us fill up at least once a week, so we're constantly aware of gas price changes. And after a week, you may not remember exactly what you paid for your last tank of gas, but you will remember that it was less. And it's maddening. And it is. It's maddening. And it's happening like it's near daily. Like, for instance, the other day, it went up 5 cents overnight. That's just unreal. Well, story here on this isn't AL.com. This is from WJLA out of Washington State. Why'd I choose that one? Because they had one of the best concise reports I'd seen. It says, highest ever recorded, dated yesterday afternoon, highest ever recorded average gas prices surpass $5 per gallon in the U.S. Average price of gas for a gallon of regular gas Thursday reached $5.17 in D.C., compared to $4.79 in Virginia, $4.99 in Maryland. And it says the milestone of reaching a $5 national average is the first time ever. And here's kind of the layout on the national averages. March the 5th, we averaged breaking $4 a gallon. So since March, we've gone up a dollar. A dollar. On March 7th, though, it reached $4.10 a gallon. So in 2 days in March, it went up 10 cents. March the 10th, the average price of gasoline hit $4.35. So in just 10 days in March, it went up 35 cents on the national average. By April 29th, it was literally seeing diesel prices at $5.16 a gallon. And then now, May 5th, of this year, March record was broken. Prices rise above $4.35, and then as of today, they are over $5 a gallon. Now, how's that compare for Alabama? Got a story here off of AL.com. Yeah, I know, Copper. It's something. I mean, if you drive to work, I mean, you come in on what, 72, I guess, getting to the station and all that.
I take some back roads, but yeah, it's a 35-minute commute and that gas.
Yeah, and it, you know, I'm not going to be driving a Prius anytime soon, but dang, it's just, and yeah, anyway, it keeps going up. So what they're saying right now, there's no end in sight. AL.com, right here in Alabama, Lita Gore, the reporter for AL.com, as of yesterday afternoon, is reporting that, of course, we did hit $5 per gallon. So here's what she says. The current price of gas in Alabama is roughly $4.60 on the average. That's a 26-cent change in 1 week. 1 week. 1 week, gas in Alabama went up an average of 6.1% at the pump. In 1 year, since this time last year, in June of last year, we have increased $1.78 per gallon. The gas tax that we have is currently running at 24 cents a gallon, is the 33rd highest in the nation. All right. There's that. The historical expensive gas price is the one we have now. Gas has never been as high as it is now in Alabama. Now, where are the states that have the highest gas you can imagine? California, $6.39 on the average. $6.39 a gallon in California. States with the least expensive gas, the number one least expensive gas, Georgia, right next door, $4.38. I mean, if you live in Cherokee County and you have to go to Rome, which is right across the line there, it might be cheaper to get gas in Rome before you come home. So where are the metro areas in Alabama that have the highest gas prices? Copper, what would you guess? Do you have a guess on where the highest gas is in the state of Alabama?
Birmingham.
You know what's funny? Birmingham's not even on the list.
Oh, wow.
Of the top 10 most expensive. But Huntsville is.
Oh.
Huntsville ranks number 9 in the state at $4.58 a gallon on the average. What else is in North Alabama? Oh, Decatur is right behind them and ranked tied for... I take it back. They're 12th. They're not in the top 10, but they're 12th. You were close, Copper. Birmingham was number 11.
Oh, okay.
They kind of had it listed funny here. So Birmingham was number 11 at 458. Decatur, 457. Gadsden, 454. That just stinks. So, there we are.
Well, what's number one?
Russell County. Oh. Where's Russell County? I'm trying to think. Where's Russell County? Russell County. I got to pull it up online and get an idea, Russell County, what the major metropolitan area is in Russell County, Alabama, is, down by Opelika, over there towards Columbus, the county, the state line. All right, yeah, that's kind of funny, too. The most expensive place is right on the border of the state that has the lowest in the nation. So $4.66 a gallon in Russell County, which is literally on the border of Georgia, right across from Fort Benning. And you could just literally step across the line and be paying almost 30 cents a gallon cheaper. Wow. Wow. I'm pretty sure I'd be buying gas in Georgia if that's the case.
Be nice.
Golly, 30 cents a gallon cheaper. Of course, 10 cents on the gallon right now is the brand new gas tax that our state legislature so kindly put in place for us and does not want to ever talk about freezing. I should have included that in my what they didn't say segment. What they didn't say is they don't want to freeze the gas tax in Alabama. They just want to let it ride. How is this Bidenflation impacting things otherwise? Well, here's an interesting story from 1819 News that came out today. Lauren Walsh, working for 1819 News, does a great job. She wrote one that came out today, garbage bills to rise by 65% in Jefferson County as local governments across Alabama struggle with inflation. I mean, you don't think about it, but if you get down to it, small towns, really big towns, it's like running a business in some ways. I mean, technically you're not having to make money, so to speak, but you are, because revenue has to exceed expenditures, just like any other business would. You have hiring and firing, and you have all the things it takes. You don't make a widget per se, but you do provide a service. And so right now, Jefferson County families, it says, will see a 65% increase in their quarterly garbage bills under an emergency contract amendment with Amwaste, who has the contract for Jefferson County. Says the Jefferson County Commission's vote comes as cities and counties across Alabama are seeing major increases in the cost of garbage collection. That's because, you know, the cost of the diesel to run the garbage trucks, it's amazing. So it says single-family households with you know, curbside pickup are going to see quarterly rates go from an average of $58 to $97. It's a 65% increase. Good gosh. Don't tell me that won't have an impact. I mean, when you only pay quarterly, when you think about it, okay, you go spread it out. Okay, quarterly. All right, 3 months. That's an increase of, we're looking at right around, not, I'll round up to $40. So 3 months, $40, you're looking at what? $13. $13 more per month, except when you hit them all at one time with it. Yeah, it's more painful that way. Well, let me jump over and grab a call before I hit the break. I'll do that. We're in Bidenflation, number two on the Triple Dipper. And Copper, you highlight that name on the screen when you got it ready for me, and I'll grab that real quick. I'm not sure how this relates to the topic, but we'll take it because I said it was kind of like free-for-all Friday. So you good, Copper? You ready? Not yet? Okay, I'm still waiting.
Ready now.
Good? All right, yeah, line five. Is it Nation? Nation on line five, how are you? Copper, is it Nathan?
Sorry, Nathan.
Yeah, is Nathan on line five? Nate. Hey, how are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, so you were talking about the cost of going up for this trash collection.
Yeah.
That's nothing in comparison to what it's going to cost to run buses for schools, the public school systems.
Gosh, yes. That's absolutely right. You know, do you work in one of the school systems, Nathan?
No. I'm not. I got nothing to do with public schools. But, you know, you just got to look at the practical. The school budgets are not, my guess is the school budgets have not planned for this type of increases.
No. Well, luckily we're in the summer months. Hopefully we'll see something trending in the right direction before we get to that point. But you're right. They're still running some buses for special events and that kind of thing. But man, if these prices don't come back down, Nathan, you were spot on. That's going to be a big hurt. And I guarantee you they're going to be asking for supplementals for the appropriations for education. We'll see.
Well, maybe they can use some of that excess money they're getting from all the gas tax.
Well, no kidding.
It's important to give up.
Well, no kidding. I mean, right now they are in surplus heaven right now in Montgomery, and they're about to have a special session to spend more. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, let me jump on to one more call before I run out of time. Nathan, thanks for that call. Thomas from Athens is on line one. Thomas, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. Wanted to say that Bidenflation or the progressive inflation, because of the gas prices, especially the diesel prices, they're well above five. Down in Birmingham, pushing six. That's $1 a mile to drive over the road. Anything that comes into any kind of store, an over-the-road truck, is going to cost more. And they keep jacking up fuel prices. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. You are so correct. Thomas, I'd like to say thanks, but that was more dark imagery. But your points are well taken, man. Thanks for calling in. You know, and I heard an interesting thing last night. I was talking to a friend of mine that owns an oil company. He's actually a supplier for, you know, the petroleum outlets for, you know, if you own a gas station, basically you have to buy your gas from somewhere. He's one of those guys. And he was just talking about the epic level of price increases they're seeing. And he's having to go into major debt himself to then get it to the outlets. And one of the things he said that happened, we were talking about the fact that one of those county fairs is in the mall parking lot. And so this county fair is there. He said, every time they come to town, they start screaming for more gas from us. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, every one of those rides is run on a generator. And so they have to power them somehow. And so they literally come to town and they need more gas. Can you imagine what it's costing right now to ride the merry-go-round? Because they have to buy gas just like everything else does, just to run the rides. That's how they make their living. It's having effects everywhere in the economy. Copper, go ahead and take us to the break. We will take that break right now. Come back and wrap this section up. As U.S. inflation hits an all-time high at 8.6, gas prices over $5 a gallon, and we see no end in sight at the moment because... Well, President Biden thinks it's because of Putin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.